At the heart of First Energy's request is three numbers.
And we'll be looking at that 202. You know what a 202 is, right? We'll be looking at that. We're trying.
That was President Donald Trump in West Virginia earlier this month. He's referring to a little-used section of the Federal Power Act. Section 202 of the law allows the Department of Energy to intervene if the electricity grid is in jeopardy. Typically, it's used during times of war or during natural disasters. But First Energy wants an emergency order to help keep struggling nuclear and coal plants in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia from closing. Ari Pesco, director of Harvard's Electricity Law Initiative, says that would be a very different use of the law.
This request by First Energy is just way broader than that. It is not about a particular reliability emergency. It really makes the argument that there's something wrong with how plants are getting paid.
First Energy says its plants deserve extra compensation because without their baseload power, the power grid is in danger if a major storm hits. Regional grid operator PJM says those claims are overblown, and other opponents say First Energy's request is really an economic Hail Mary. Days after asking for the order, the company filed for bankruptcy. If DOE approves the request, that could open the door to other utilities to ask for a similar bailout, says Sonia Agrawal, vice president of the energy policy think tank Energy Innovation.
You know, if at any moment the government can kind of come in and say, look, you know, we want to bail out these particular units, I don't know any investors that would want to get involved in a market like that.
Pressure is mounting on the federal government to follow through on Trump's pledge to help coal plants. Federal data show 533 coal plants have closed in the past decade as the industry shifts to cheaper natural gas. Proponents of federal intervention are adamant DOE can and should use 202C. Coal magnate Bob Murray said last week that the federal government's only option is to grant the emergency request. Murray Energy is the largest supplier of coal to the plants First Energy would shutter. Energy Secretary Rick Perry has so far been tight-lipped. At a recent federal budget hearing, West Virginia Republican Representative David McKinley asked the secretary what options are under consideration.
There are a number, as you said, 202C is one of those. There may be other options which we need to look at as well.
Are we getting close to a decision?
Expedition is of importance.
Last year, the agency proposed a rule to help coal plants, but was shot down. Pesco at Harvard says there aren't many options left for the federal government, and state legislatures have been reluctant to take action.
Now, I'm not sure under existing law what else the Department of Energy can do here. You know, if they don't move ahead on this, I'll be interested to see what their next move is going to be.
A spokeswoman said the agency is still deliberating. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson in Morgantown, West Virginia.